This question comes from Pierre Sorrell. He's a portfolio manager at Fidelity, and he says that the U.S. dollar has been depreciating against major currencies. The Federal Reserve continues to run a zero interest rate policy in contrast to other major economies that are raising rates or have stepped back from quantitative easing. A few years ago, Berkshire had a short U.S. dollar position to preserve the company's value from the devaluating dollar. So what's the company's management doing about the risk of further U.S. dollar weakness, given that most of the company's assets and operating businesses are denominated in the U.S. dollar?
Yeah, we had a significant short position some years ago. Last year, we had a small short position in two currencies, and we made about $100 million in them. But we have not been really active in the foreign exchange market. We think, shouldn't speak for Charlie here on this, but I think that there's no question that the purchasing power of the U.S. dollar will decline over time. The only question is at what rate, but I also think that the purchasing power of most currencies around the world, almost all currencies around the world, will decline. And of course, a short position is just a bet on which one declines at the faster rate. And I don't have a strong conviction on that. I've got some mild feelings about it, but not enough to where I want to back it up with a lot of money. We do own some businesses. Let me take Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola, I don't have the exact figures, but my guess is that 80% or thereabouts of the earnings will be non-dollar. And we've got exposure in various other ways. But we're unlikely to make another big currency bet, although I do think that the purchasing power of the U.S. dollar is destined to decrease. And I have fears, but I've long had some unwarranted fears of it declining at a rapid rate. Now, Charlie has pointed out to me that the dollar of 1930, when I was born, is worth 6 cents now, 16-1 in terms of depreciation. And as he points out, we've both done pretty well. So inflation has not destroyed us. If somebody had said to me in 1930, in addition to this Great Depression you're facing and a world war where it looks like we're even losing for a little while and all of these terrible things, on top of that, that dollar that your grandfather's going to hand you when you're born is only going to be worth 6 cents in purchasing power, that might have been discouraging. But overall, we've still done pretty well. So I hate inflation, but we've adapted pretty well to it over the years, and we have not had the total runaway type inflation that really can be upsetting to a society yet, but I think it's something you always have to guard against. Charlie?
No, but God knows where the world is headed. I just think that one way or another, the world muddles through. Take a really god-awful culture, which is Greece, modern Greece. I don't mean there's anything wrong with the Greeks, but in their family life, but the way they manage their money and pay their taxes. And the main industry in Greece, or one of the main industries, is tourist attractions. And they closed right most of the time during the tourist season. It's a pretty dysfunctional government. And of course, people don't want to pay any taxes or do much work. And yet, there it is. It's the people of Greece are surviving.
It's lasted a long time.
Yeah. Adam Smith said it very well. He said, a great civilization has a lot of ruin in it. It takes a long time, and there's a lot left after you've been through a good deal of ruin. In fact, it's an easier game than the ordinary process of living and then dying.
Well, I think we'll see a lot of inflation, but if I had a choice, I would rather be born in the United States today than any other place, any other time in history.